in a field. Bluebells in the woods, evening sunlight, broken gold, sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, berries, blossoms, rich and thick like double cream. Here to be, then to be, big to be, oh yeah!
We present A Little of What You Fancy by H.E. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in six parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, with incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian B. Part 3.
Dr. O'Connor said you had to have a nurse. She's in the kitchen preparing your pills.
Oh, that's beautiful, that is.
More for me than you, really.
Look, would you look at that, Ma?
Yeah, let me just fix these flowers. Look at what?
Here, look, come here.
Hmm?
See that rose leaf? Side of the window there.
What about it?
Well, I've been looking at it for ages, in the sunlight, for it. It's like a little seashell.
So it is. Or a map. Leaf Island.
It's beautiful. It's just a rose leaf, but it's beautiful. Funny thing, illness, it makes little things big. Unimportant things you always reckon are important, suddenly absolutely marvellous. Like days.
Days?
Yeah, 3 days. 3 days now, and I'm still here, still alive.
Of course you are.
In this flower forest.
Cheeky. You like flowers. You've got flowers from the garden, flowers from the lanes, flowers from the meadows. Just picked them for you. You like them, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. Where's all that fruit come from?
Oh, you're interested now. That's a good sign.
You could set up a market store with all that.
Blame your favourite girlfriend.
Yeah, Angela, my old firework.
She's rung up every day. So's the Brigadier. Very anxious about her sweet man, is our Angela.
Good girl, Angela.
Is that all you've got to say about her? Not your old pepper and mustard yet, Sid Larkin, are you? Not by long chalk. One mention of Angela Snow usually stands you on your head.
Yeah, need a bit of strength for that, Mum. Got none anymore. Oh, I wouldn't stand a strain.
Oh, dear. Got no sense of humour either, have you? Didn't laugh when I told you about Edith Pilchester and a wheelbarrow.
Poor old Edith.
Very solemn.
Well, what do you expect? The doctor says no more champers, no more brandy, no more cigars, no more stigmas, no more you.
No more me?
No more nothing. Just pills and pills and pills. And now that awful bag sorting herself downstairs, and by the looks of her, getting ready to make my life even a bigger hell.
Oh dear, oh dear. Just as well she's come by the look of it. You need something to shake you up a bit. And I need the rest.
Well, you don't seem your old self. Oh, watch out. Here comes. Hell on feet. She's on the way. Don't tell her where I am, all
right? You can't hide in the bed. That's the first place you look.
Yes, open again. Ready for duty? Ready for the fray?
Where is my torch?
Lost.
Coward, is he? Well, I know how to deal with cowards.
Oh.
Hello again, Mr. Larkin. You may well tremble. Say ah.
What do you mean, ah?
Good. I'm taking your temperature. Wrist, please. I'm counting your pulse.
Well, no problem.
Proving too much for you, was it, Mrs. Darcy?
Well, it's a bit.
Looking at him, first impressions, not surprised.
Not prepared. This ain't a nurse. It's a boxer, heavyweight. With a moustache and a little tufty beard on the chin. And that voice. Oh, big end's gone, I reckon.
Thermometer. Let's see it.
What's that mean?
It means what it means. Now, Mr. Larkin, do we wish the bottle?
No, yeah, well, not half. A champagne silver plate.
It was not that kind of bottle to which I was referring.
No, wasn't it? What a terrifying woman. Eyes like screwdrivers, voice like a concrete mixer, chest like a tank. She ain't human. On top of which, we're swords drawn already. It didn't take long. All right, fight to the death coming up. Anyway, I always use the throne.
Throne? This here commode. Oh, I know what a throne is. Do you mean to tell me, Mr. Larkin, that you have been getting out of bed? That is very, very naughty. Who authorised that?
I did. Very comfortable, that throne is. Very kindly led by Miss Barnwell and Miss Barnwell, two distressed gentlefolk what live in the village. You sit in the East. It's Victorian, very upper class. Calls itself the Royal Universal. Throne, see? I've seen some aristocratic bums in its time, that is.
There will be no more using the throne while I am here. Now, do we wish the bottle or not, Mr. Arkin?
Well, very nearly breaks my neck as it happens.
Then we had better be quick, hadn't we? Before a mistake is made. There you are.
Yes, all right.
Car. Nothing could be more dangerous at this stage than getting out of bed. It's snakes and ladders, this, you know.
Don't play snakes and ladders and don't care for it.
Well, you're playing it now. One day you're up at the top of the ladder, the next you're at the tail of the snake.
From where I am, the snake looks like a bleeding boar constrictor.
I suppose the bathroom is across the landing. I shall be back soon. With water.
What that pipe, Ma? What did you choose her for?
Dr. O'Connor sent her. Best you could get.
Oh, if that's the best, God help the worst. Well, I'm in prison now, and I no mistake, with old Soapy for a wardress.
Oh, she's coming back. Got a bowl. Now you're in for it.
We must have our bath next. I'll take the bottle. Thank you. And thank you, Mrs. Larkin.
No, don't go, Ma. Don't. Don't leave me.
Thank you, Mrs. Larkin.
Well, better do as I'm told, I suppose. Call me on the intercom if you need anything, sis. Like a cup of tea, nurse, something?
In half an hour, not before.
Put a drop of cream in, Ma. You know, from the old Scotch cow. All right, so what happens now?
Pajama top. Off.
Upstairs first, then, isn't it?
As you quaintly put it.
Right. What's that you're staggering with? Qualified sadist, this. Skin stripper. Face like a gargoyle, body of a rhinoceros. Makes old Edith look like Miss World. Hey, what are you doing?
Removing your bottom.
Downstairs now, eh? Well, go right ahead, nurse. Could be a bit of a lark, this. Especially when she gets to the point of no return, so to speak. Point of no return. Good, that is. Must tell Ma. Bet she's heard it called a lot of things, but never that. Hey, nurse.
I am washing between your toes. Ticklish feet are not my responsibility.
Think a bit of the old Adam might work on Sophie. Could try, Sid. She must be human underneath. Somewhere. Long way under, isn't it? Let's see what the point of no return does for us, shall we? See which way the cat jumps.
We have ticklish thighs too, do we?
Sensitive, nurse. I'm a sensitive man. Just a touch works a miracle. Go on, blimey, keep going. Keep going, go on, girl, keep going.
There you are.
What's this?
A wet sponge. Perhaps you would care to finish off the rest yourself.
Hey? No, I wouldn't. No way. No, thank you.
Why not?
I'm too tired.
Too tired to deal with a little thing like that?
With a little thing like... Do you mind? There are two ways of looking at that.
Indeed, there are.
Yeah. Do it yourself, Lark, now, is it?
Come along, Mr. Larkin. Don't tell me you're incapable.
Incapable? That'll be the day. Crying out gently. Not yet, I hope.
I'm afraid I can't stand here all day. I have work to do. Are you going to do the rest yourself, or are you going to leave it as it is?
We'll leave it as it is. It's been there a good long time, that has.
I don't care for innuendo, Mr. Larkin.
Nor do I. Give me wind.
Mr. Larkin is my patient, and banging dishes won't help.
Helps me. Besides, I've got a family to cook for.
Nor will drinking brandy.
Won't it?
As long as he is my patient, he will do as and what I say, and how and when I say.
And I'll have you know, he's my husband, and if he's going to die, I'll see he dies happy.
Your husband is not going to die.
He's gone a long way downhill since this morning. One look at you and he was about ready to faint off.
Your husband is in no danger.
Not while you're about, that's for certain.
That is the most uncalled for remark.
Well, you can call for it any time. And you can have it wrapped up with ribbon.
Vulgar.
Oh, you call him vulgar.
I worked for the nobility.
Noble of them to take you on. Mind you, they're not right in their heads, are for them, all that inbreeding.
And the diplomatic service, and the racing set, and even the theatre.
You put yourself about a bit.
But never, ever, anything like this.
Been deprived, ain't you?
I wonder if half a bottle of brandy, consumed at a gallop by 5:30 in the evening, is terribly wise.
Never consider the wise, only the why for. Perhaps if you'd seen your husband as good as dying before your eyes, you'd take a nip yourself. You've
got pills? Pills? It's time for your husband's pills, Mrs. Larkin. It's a good thing somebody is taking care of him.
Then I'll phone everybody up and have a party. A real beat up to stop me going crackers.
What's the bag doing to him now?
You meddling old kid. What the run hell are you doing in my flat? Bring him back, quick.
What do you think you're up to? Minding my own business.
That's his garden, now, isn't his countryside?
Can you hear me, you old vinegar dick? Bring them back!
Oh, he's just supposed to be lying down!
Don't let her take my flowers, Mark. Don't let her take them for God's sake.
Bring his flowers back. He needs them. Put that vase. I said put them down!
I shall do no such thing. It is customary in nursing to remove flowers from the bedroom at night.
Customary, my foot.
Yes, bum. Bum, bum.
Is that offensive remark intended for me?
Yes, you old fatty.
His flowers are his life. He loves them under the electric. Kids pick the wild ones in the lane. Tomatoes are from the garden.
Do you wish to defer Mr. Larkin's progress? Absolutely. Answer me.
Yeah, go on. Go to it, Mom.
My husband will progress as soon as we get some stale air. Clear out of here!
In that case, my services are clearly no longer required. Goodbye.
Yeah, they never were required. Never have been. Never will be. You ought to have been a nun, do you hear me? Soapy drawers. Ain't got none, don't want none, never likely to get none.
Come here, Mark.
Oh, cuddle me.
Oh, you feel good. You smell good and all. Got new perfume. Brandy.
You want some?
Yeah, I reckon I could do justice.
Bet you couldn't all. Double?
Double joking, aren't you? I'm a sick man. Treble more, aren't you?
Oh, look at him. He's in god awful pain. He looks like a mouse in a trap. He looks terrible. It's right down the tail of the snake this time, and no mistake. The fight was soaked last night, sitting back at table 10. Brandy didn't help neither, I expect.
You never gave him brandy. Ma!
I thought they'd do him good, didn't I? Pep him up a bit after the set, too.
What does the doctor think?
Serious. He's given Pop an injection for the pain and says he has to have another nurse from top.
Oh, not another soapy.
Yeah, you know, that'll finish him off good and proper.
I'll get it.
No, you stay and keep your dad company. He'll take my mind off things.
Hello. Fondest felicitations, dear lady.
Angela. Oh, Angela.
How is my sweetest pet this morning? Have they removed the handcuffs and let him at the booze yet? I can't bear to think of him in a teetotal wilderness.
He's a bit down today, as it happens. All because of that blasted woman.
Some floozy been tampering with his hormones.
Fat chance. Oh, back of a nurse. She's gone, but the damage is done. Now I've got to get another nurse, God knows where from.
Can help, sweetie. Say no more. The Angela Snow Distress Chaps Aid Service speaking.
Come again?
You have the worst crisis. We saw them.
What are you on about?
I have a friend. Virginity graduate with first-class honours who runs a sainted aunt thing. You know, gets your pill for you, sees Granny across London, knows where all the nicest tarts live and acts as general dog's body for anything from trial marriage to babysitting for a crocodile. Fabulous girl. What you haven't got, she'll see you soon have. Dirty weekend with a foreign secretary, if you understand.
Thank you. Can you get me a nurse, quick?
I'll buzz you back. Meantime, give that suppose. I long to see him. It's been an age. I'm in hunger to discern.
You're an angel, Angela. But the doctor says no visitors.
Shame. This nurse had better get him better so that I can get at him. The distressed chap service will be back toot sweet. Bless.
Must tell Sid. Why, it's Mr. Candy.
Ah, Primrose. I was wondering if I might...
What's the matter? Not feeling well this morning.
Oh. Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear it.
How are you?
Me? Oh, I'm fine.
I'm feeling strong.
Strong? Well, I'm all right, I suppose.
Can you carry a basket?
A basket?
I was going to pick some raspberries. You can help me if you like.
Oh, raspberries. Right. Right.
Phyllis! Good. Yes?
Hello, darling. Distressed Chaps Express Service. All is well. All fixed.
Already? Oh, Angela, you're a marvel. Just as long as this one isn't like the last.
Oh, sweet child, my friend says. Level-headed, strong, sensible shoes, tight, unfussy and competent. Suit?
Perfect. What's her name?
Trevelyan. Hails from Australia, I believe. She'll arrive at 12 by train. Can you meet?
Marriott will pick her up.
Splendid. I'm still trying to get the dear man passion fruit, by the way. Seems appropriate.
You wouldn't think so if you could see him.
Oh, jolly unfair, eh? Like a nightingale going off song. Shouldn't happen. Well, kiss the slumbering forehead for me. Farewell, darling.
Bye, Angela. And thanks again. Turn off to my own heart. Comforts you. Makes you feel everything's going to be all right. Makes me feel like a bit of baking before lunch.
Oh,
I love you.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Larkin.
Oh, nice to see you again, Reverend. So soon.
Yes, I am.
Not wearing your clerical gear this morning, I noticed. You look human for a change.
Well, I don't feel very clerical this morning, actually.
He's off duty, Mark.
Indeed. And how is he then? Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Pink. Oh, I'm sorry the same can't be said for Mr. Larkin.
Oh, he's got a new nurse coming, so fingers crossed. Mariette's collecting her now.
I'll get these raspberries ready for lunch. What else are we having?
Ah, roast leg of pork, stuffing, raised onions, new potatoes, carrots, roast potatoes, broad beans, and we can have marrow with cheese sauce if you like.
I suppose I ought to be going.
Why?
I don't know.
Of course, something better to do, have we?
Oh, no, that is...
Well, how's all that roast pork going to get eaten up if you don't do your bit? I popped a couple of pheasants in as well, just in case.
Well,
that settles it, then. You and Primrose can lay the table. There'll be five of us, including a new nurse. First things first, though. How about a snifter all round to keep us going?
Oh, Blackbird. Here we are again. Tail of the snake. No chance of picking me up. Just put your downs in this lock. Here we are again. Happy as can be. All good friends. Jolly good company. I don't think. Here we are. And I haven't... kicking. Oh. Not that I haven't kicking, but still. Still. Count your blessings, Sidney Larkin. One, there's a big world out there. Two, there's a big ma in here. And three, you can't have either of them. Oh. Hey, come on, that's not the way. Try again, come on, Sidney. There's a bird singing, especially for you. Tweet, tweet. Oh, Lord. What did you ever do to deserve this sort of thing? It shouldn't have happened to Larkin. It only happened to bad guys. You're a good guy, Sidney Larkin. Well, you are. Well, near enough. On and off. All a dark night with your eyes shut.
Ma, we're here!
No, boy, it's one of them to be good. Else have been marching orders. Oh, good God, will you look at that?
Uh-oh. This is Sister Trevelyan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Great God, what a splunner.
A bit of pedigree there, all right. Nothing virginal about it, neither.
Crikey, this one will turn into steam.
Come on in, sister. Like a drink. I've got sherry, gin, whiskey, bit of lemon.
What's your other name, sister? Can't call you Six Drawers, can we?
It's Vanessa.
Oh, it's a lovely name. I like that.
So do I. So do I. I'll drink to that.
Thank you, Mr. Candy.
It's just a name.
Oh, this lunch is lovely, too. Mm. Oh, food of the gods. And this wine is lovely. Drink of the gods. Food, wine, body, fire. To body and fire.
I thought that was Holy Communion.
And two, three, four lovely ladies. My cup runneth over.
Mm. So will you be soon, I should wonder.
Vanessa. I hope I may call you Vanessa. I haven't got my dog collar on, but I'm the parson here. And I was just wondering what denomination you might be.
Were you fancy?
Primrose. No denomination at all, Mr. Candy. I'm what we call in Australia a oncer. I went once and never again.
I think we've just got enough raspberries to go around. Somebody better pick some more this afternoon. What do you say, Primrose? What do you say, Mr. Candy?
Raspberries? Oh, great God, yes. I remember raspberries.
Sidney Larkin, my son. This is what comes of overdoing things. So if you get out of this, you're going to take things gently, all right? Cut out things. Things like... No, you couldn't do that. No, that ain't reasonable to ask a man to do without that. No. But there's... Well, and there's... Or there's... You can't do without any of them, can you? Oh... I mean, them's what life is all about. Give them up and you might as well be dead. Blackwood has to sing, doesn't he? What use is he else? Well, so do you, old son. So just take it gently for a while and maybe you'll ease back into things. Slowly. Right.
Where are we going, Primrose? I thought raspberries.
It's too hot. I'm going to show you where Marriott and Charlie raise their pheasant chicks. Just through here in the wood.
This girl, she frightens me cold stiff. All the Larkins are earthy, heaven knows, but this one's the most beautiful and earthy of the lot. Clever, too.
Shall we sit down and rest a minute? There's an open space. Our own woodland glade. Come sit beside me.
I thought we were looking for pheasants.
Did you?
I did, yes.
Have you ever read Blake's The Marriage of Heaven and Hell?
I haven't, no.
As the caterpillar chooses the fairest leaves to lay her eggs on, so the priest lays his curse upon the fairest joys. Isn't that true?
Oh, no, I can't have that. I think that's jolly unfair.
How can it be jolly unfair?
Well, in the first place...
In the first place what? The caterpillar chooses the fairest leaves to lay her eggs on, doesn't she?
Not always. Sometimes she lays them on nettles.
In which case the priest would have to be careful he didn't get stung.
I'm confused. I never know where she's going next. She's like a caterpillar entwining herself about me. Weaving me into a cocoon.
Blake was dotty.
I thought you said he was wonderful.
All wonderful people are dotty. Don't you think so?
I don't... But really, I've no idea. That tickles.
I'm only stroking your nose.
Oh, you'll make me sleep.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, dear God, I'm really, I'm sorry.
Excited.
Excited?
Like that.
Oh, it's a conspiracy. Great God, Primrose, I'm a priest.
Church of England?
Yes, yes, I know.
And you're a man first.
Well, yes, yes, I am.
You know something else Blake wrote?
No, I don't. I don't know anything else he wrote.
The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom.
And I'm on it, aren't I? Travelling. Oh, great God, I'm travelling.
You like
the ironing and the bedclothes? Did it leave?
Oh, let me get my hands on him.
Sid, wake up. Is there somebody to see you?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're feeling stronger, that's all. Because you're in for a bit of a shock.
What do you mean?
Hello, Mr. Larkin. What have you been up to?
I went up to heaven. Oh, God, and woke up with the angels.
Not for 100 years yet, I hope. Give me your hand.
Oh, that is a nice touch. Very nice. Are you the new medicine?
I'm the new medicine.
Perfect. 3 times a day in water.
4 times if you don't behave yourself.
Ah. Oh, well, I think I'm feeling better already.
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Ma Larkin by Pam Ferris. Mariette by Hitty Baines, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, Primrose, Kathy Sara, Nurse Soper, Gay Brown, Angela Snow, The Mirrony, and Nurse Trevelyan by Claire Ogerman. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Merry summer, love. Pink champagne, the perfect summer dream. Up to bed at 2:30. It's in the sun, perfect. That's what I say.